The National Fair Housing Alliance alleges the bank let foreclosed properties languish in minority neighborhoods while keeping others in white areas up to code. President of the advocacy group Shauna Smith says bank-owned properties, the group identified, drove down home values in communities of color.
So in 2009, we decided to look at the foreclosure crisis from the perspective of the banks now owning thousands and thousands of homes across the United States and asking, are they taking care of those homes in African American and Latino communities the same way they take care of them in predominantly white communities?
Smith says in 30 metropolitan areas, her team photographed homes with graffiti, broken windows, overgrown grass, and unsecured doors, among other poor conditions. Jacksonville was not probed, but the group found problems in Palm Beach, Miami, and Tampa. Deutsche Bank, which employs nearly 2,000 people in Jacksonville, declined to comment on the suit. But in a similar legal battle with the city of Los Angeles, the bank argued it is a trustee of pools of home loans and does not technically own the properties. Smith says that claim doesn't hold water.
The Fair Housing Act is very clear. It says trustees are liable and considered owners of the properties. And when you look at the property records for Deutsche, it says Deutsche Bank, owner of record, trustee.
Deutsche Bank settled the Los Angeles lawsuit for $10 million without admitting fault. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.